Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kicking off hour number three of Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And we have been pretty much all over the place tonight. Started off with 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015. Then we had a guy from North Carolina that called in with what he called a resolution for Congress, where he wanted Congress to stay in their home districts and then be able to telecommute into D.C., presumably so that they would be able to, you know, actually mingle with their constituents and find out, you know, what the constituents want them to do. And somehow that would limit the influence of lobbyists. We also talked about why clickbait is horrible, criminal robots, and why buy local is bad economics. And we go to you and your calls. Abel from New Hampshire is on Skype. Abel, what's on your mind?
Howdy. Well, the idea that trade is somehow better than at a distance than local, I think is, you know, there's some evidence that that's a true, but the fact is that it's really, really complicated. And, you know, there's always an expense involved in transport.
Certainly.
If it's a physical, you know, commodity or item. So right off the bat, there should be an incentive to not have to ship as far. It's certainly better for the amount of time it takes to, receive
right.
Whatever product
so for things
you're trying
like
to get.
Food, it would make sense to buy, you know, more local food because then it's fresher.
Right.
But you do admit that, you know, there are some things that can't be produced locally. And you're in New Hampshire. You cannot grow coffee in New Hampshire.
Well,
just does not allow for that. There are certain fruits that you can't grow because the climate doesn't allow.
Agreed. And we're actually making lots of progress. As a matter of fact, technology will solve all those problems. Do you agree?
I'm not sure what you mean by technology would solve those problems.
Well, the problems you just mentioned of having, you know, items that are not easily grown.
If you mean that technology will allow people to have better greenhouses so that certain products could be grown, yeah, possibly. But I don't think that, you know, all of the coffee that is consumed in New Hampshire will ever only be grown in New Hampshire. I don't think that technology can make that happen.
Of course not, and I never would actually encourage anything like that. I mean, I think that trade is fabulous, and I'm not discounting it at all. I'm just saying that many of the factors that make trade less expensive has to do with, China has been huge and in their increase in trade in the last few decades, and almost all of that is a, you know, comparison between the Western world and China in regulation. There's like basically nothing in China. And I'm actually thinking that I'd like it to go more towards nothing in the U.S. as well.
But I don't think that the labor unions would ever allow that to happen in the United States.
Well, it doesn't matter what the labor unions want. The fact is that trade exists, and there are no effective labor unions in China, and that will mean that the market for union labor in the U.S. is going to shrink to nothing if they don't change their ways. Do you disagree with that?
Well, as long as Congress and the federal government don't get involved to, do another one of these bailouts like what they did with General Motors back in 2008 to, quote-unquote, save the automotive industry so that they can pay people $28 an hour to not do anything because there's not enough demand for the vehicles that they're making.
Well, yeah. I mean, I came from the auto industry, Daryl. You can't get me on that one. The idea that there's no unintended consequences to the economic impact of the wrecking ball nature of bailouts and what have you over time. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that they've been able to put off an economic collapse as long as they have since earlier in the 2008 collapse. To have 90 to 95% of the people calling in and asking their Congress people to not do a bailout and then have them going ahead and doing it was just proof positive that the United States government is a dead letter and it's only just kind of it's so humongous and have so much momentum that it's going to take a while for it to peter out, but it is dead and the people all they need to do is kind of wake up and see that's what's going on. But the fact is that I think what'll happen is that all these issues will settle out and there will be, a modicum of trade, between the things and everybody will benefit from that. But ultimately, the actual transport of, the materials will become more of a critical issue in trade. And innovation has to come in so that innovators in different parts of the world come up with new products that produce, greater potential for enjoyment and productivity and what have you. And that will fuel trade in itself. I don't know where IP is going to fit into this. If we kind of eliminate IP as an issue, then, reverse engineering will probably take away a lot of the need for moving stuff around.
Well, let me ask this hypothetical question because it's not really that much of a hypothetical because we are seeing that 3D printers are becoming a lot cheaper. And you can actually go, there's big box stores where you can buy a 3D printer. So let's just say in 15 years, when the average American household has a 3D printer and people are able to 3D print a lot of the goods that they would otherwise go to, say, Walmart to purchase, what's going to happen to the global economy when that happens? When people can just, I broke a plate, I'm going to 3D print one.
I think that's going to be a huge impact. I kind of expect it to go a little bit more slowly because it's really more complicated than, just spitting out. Because you have to spit out the right stuff in a 3D printing situation. It has to be whatever the material is that works in the given application for strength and reliability and all the different factors that are involved.
But would not being able to 3D print most regular household products be the ultimate buy local? Abel, thanks for the call. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls are welcome. And we've got a call on Skype that we will get to in just a moment. But first, if you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. What is ProXPN? ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. How does that make you feel? Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux, though the setup is a little different for Linux. Then just connect to the internet and you're protected from all of that. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50 and you'll get 50% off an annual account. That's almost $5 a month. Though FTL50 will get you a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. With the premium account, you will get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and, this is important, ProXPN does not keep a record of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Going to Skype, we have Jim calling in. And Jim, you want to talk about Stefan Molyneux?
Well, yeah, you guys were talking about undercutting workers and how that's bad and everything. Now, I know Derek J posted a blog post, and I was kind of listening to the audio in between the commercials, and I just want to make sure I got the gist of this right. You're saying that because Stefan Molyneux made this error and he said some really silly things that we shouldn't discredit him as a philosopher. Is that right?
I'm saying that he has made a mistake. He made a factual, like a philosophical error in speaking, that he was wrong. I agreed with the hosts of Free Talk Live in their assessment that he was wrong about what he was saying, but that he still produces incredible value, at least for me, informationally and philosophically.
Well, I know his older videos are really good, like the end of the Statism is Dead series. There's a couple good series on there. There's a good collection of really great videos in his earlier stuff. But later, I haven't been seeing any of that. The truth about Trayvon Martin was fairly decent, but then he just went right back into parental or peaceful parenting, and he uses that almost like a bait and switch. So it's like, oh, come on in. We're going to talk about Trayvon Martin. Oh, by the way, don't spank your kids.
Which, right.
Which I agree with, but it's like it's getting old after a while. And I was wondering what philosophical concepts is he responsible for that you agree with still?
Oh, well, the end of statism. In my mind, you know, I've been following him since probably 2009, 2010, and that was the beginning of my transition to become an anarchist. So it was hearing these philosophical principles of self-ownership for the first time explained in a way that I thought was eloquent that really had a lasting impact on me.
Yeah, and his older videos are great. They were really pivotal in my transition to becoming an anarchist too.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to his channel and I watch those the videos that he puts out recently. And I agree with you, Jim, that it gets kind of annoying that his ploy has been pretty much to say I'm gonna pitch people with clickbait talking about the most relevant news topic, and then I'm gonna talk about peaceful parenting. And this was something I sort of got into yesterday with Ian when he was hosting Free Talk Live. Is like, he's got a different strategy for the way he wants to live his life and advance freedom, and it's different from what we have here at Free Talk Live, where we're willing to live the ideas of liberty. He's not, you know, and so he has to sort of limit what he can say, and I think it makes him come off as a statist sometimes.
Yeah, and when he's saying things like you should always submit to the government, you should always do this, you shouldn't engage in self-defense, you should just try to avoid it and try to get other people to be more peaceful.
Yeah,
it's
troubling to hear those things.
Yeah,
for me as well, I'm sure it's troubling for you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, the guy's pretty well off. I mean, his wife makes a good penny. I mean, he's sitting on, what, like $200,000 in Bitcoin?
Yeah, but he's probably terrified of the state, man.
It was, yeah, okay. But, I mean...
What, you don't think he is?
Well, I'm pretty sure he probably has some fear. But, I mean, he lives pretty much a sheltered life when it comes to private crime.
I think he expects that any day someone's going to knock on his door and say, you're going to federal prison for the rest of your life. For what? I don't know. It could be for sedition. It could be for anything. I mean, for someone speaking out against the state, they'll find anything. It could be, you know, he didn't pay his taxes in 2001 or something. It could be anything.
That's possible, but I'm talking about private crime, not government crime.
Oh.
I mean, like, if you're in a lower income area, you're going to be more subject to things like, you know, robberies, carjackings, home invasions, that sort of thing, than you are if you're in a gated community somewhere in, you know, affluent Ottawa, Canada.
I follow. What does that have to do with Stefan?
Well, he preaches that no one should practice self-defense. No one should get training in martial arts. No one should have a gun. Not that you should.
Yeah,
that
isn't
should be
that
banned.
Ridiculous?
Not that it should be banned, but that you shouldn't do it at all. And the best way to deal with it is just to submit to your pressures, whether they're government or private, and get along with your day. And I could not possibly disagree more.
Why?
Because self-defense is important. If people are an armed society is a polite society. If people are armed, people are not going to be willing to go after just a random Joe on the street. They're probably not going to bust into people's houses because they don't know who's armed. But if no one is, then you're just increasing the you're decreasing the risk and increasing the chances of further crime, not just for you but for other people around you. It has a negative externality.
I agree with you, Jim, and I bet that Stefan would secretly agree with you. I'm speculating, obviously, but I think that he's put himself into a corner where his fame has gotten to a point where he's got so many followers, he wants to keep them. He'll turn people off if he's completely philosophically consistent, so he just drums on about peaceful parenting and then stays a statist about the rest of the stuff. What do you think about my theory?
That sounds about right. But I think in the end, this particular comment, when he's talking about the Eric Gardner, Lucy cigarette thing,
yeah.
I think that's more of a way to be consistent with his defense against his DMCA abuse with True Sheeps.
Okay, and just to get listeners up to speed, we have to give some background here that Stefan produces videos. He recently said that Eric Gardner, the man who was choked to death by the NYPD, caused a victim by selling his loose cigarettes.
Interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit more, as well as the copyright claim that he filed when we come back on Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And back to the Skype where Jim is on the line. Jim and Derek have been explaining a good bit about Stefan Molyneux to me. I am not someone who listens to Stefan Molyneux's three-hour-long podcast that he puts out. And apparently he said some things about Eric Garner recently.
Yeah.
So tell us what he said about Eric Garner.
Well, it was my understanding, and just to reiterate, that I believe he misspoke or was factually just incorrect when he said that Eric Garner, the man who was choked to death by the NYPD for selling loose cigarettes, caused a victim by his selling of loose cigarettes. And the victim, Stefan claimed, were all the people who pay the taxes for cigarettes. Am I correct in that recap, Jim?
That sounds about right. He was creating victims.
Yeah. And not just creating any victims, not just a, because I was saying on Free Talk Live, you know, I think he misspoke and should have said that it was a property rights issue. It's not a tax issue. It's like, hey, you're on my property. You're selling stuff. I want you gone. You're basically Jay and Silent Bob. And this guy has been arrested for selling cigarettes in front of businesses apparently dozens of times. So it seems like he's a nuisance. Just get rid of him.
Yeah, but isn't he on the government sidewalks? Isn't he just as entitled to walk around on those streets as anybody else, I guess?
I would argue that in a free society, the business owner would own the property in mm-hmm. front of his business. So, you know, I don't see that as a legitimate argument in my world.
Right, but we live in this world, and that's not the case. What the case is now is that he was standing on public property, quote-unquote, government property, actually.
But I don't buy that there's such a thing as public property. It's government property.
Right, exactly. But in this paradigm, you know, they have every quote-unquote right to it that we do. It's just sickening to talk like that. But
that's why it's so messy. It's so hard to speculate about this because we've all got, like, this different version of the world. Like, okay, the property owners and the police, everyone's operating under a different set of principles here.
So yeah, but in a free society, we wouldn't be those store owners wouldn't be paying taxes, so we wouldn't have this problem.
So
yeah.
To claim that, you know, he victimized someone because he was not paying a certain tax, it sounds very similar to that Supreme Court ruling that if you grow your own grain, you are interfering with interstate commerce because you're not buying grain that was grown in, you know, some flyover state.
Yeah, it's insane. So why should we care, Jim?
Well, because this is all kind of linked into what his defense of the True Shibes thing. True Shibes was a YouTuber who was taking, I guess, loosies of his 3-hour-long videos, cutting out the parts that are really just outrageous or just wacky, and posting them up. And it was in a BuzzFeed article that was getting a lot of attention, and apparently he got upset about it and filed some false Digital Millennium Copyright Act claims against him, which is using the state guns to stop them from using his quote-unquote intellectual property that he doesn't believe in.
Yeah, that's despicable. That was his first reaction. I mean, where does that come from? Was he perhaps, I don't know, abused as a child?
Apparently.
That's not where I was going. But I was thinking, you know, was he a hardcore statist when he worked in the world of technology before he became an anarchist or like a philosophical anarchist? Because maybe it was just his trigger reaction to be like, oh, no, I'm being attacked. I have to use the state in the only way I know how.
Well, from what I understand, when he first started his videos, he was commuting to and from his software jobs in his car talking about anarchy. So probably not.
Okay.
Why
do we care?
Because he's not very philosophically consistent. This is an ethicist who says that any ethicist that doesn't follow their own ethics, you don't need any other arguments to discredit his ethics.
Yeah.
And it's against UPB to use the state to silence criticism, and therefore that's all we need, according to Stefan Molyneux.
Hold on, what's UBP?
Okay, UPB, there's so many cult jargons. The UPB is Universally Preferable Behavior, which is his grand unified ethical theory that's supposed to prove objective morality, secular objective morality. And it's just basically a rehashing of Kant's argument from deontology or whatever, basically saying that, you know, if everybody can't do it at the same time, or if two people can't do it in the same room, then, you know, then it's ethically bad, or if it doesn't follow the NAP, then it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's objectively true. And there's some other problems with it, but he also has wrote this long ethical article that says that any ethicist that violates his own ethics, you can just disregard his ethics outright. And that was his defense against making the videos about Marx, Nelson Mandela, and stuff like that. You know, while it's true these guys were hypocrites, that doesn't really negate the arguments that he's making. But according to him, that's not an ad hominem. I mean, there's other reasons for attacking those things.
So
there's,
are you
really
calling in to call Molyneux a hypocrite? Is that your point?
No. Well, the main point is I just wanted to kind of clarify what you were saying yesterday, and I really wanted to know what he – because you said that he was a good philosopher, but I want to know, like, what good philosophy has he come up with himself? Because the only thing that I've heard so far was either stuff that has been good stuff, but that's been rehashed and rebranded to make it seem like it's coming from him.
Yeah.
Or really bad stuff that that he is solely responsible for. That
Yeah, well, like, what's he done for me lately is a good question to ask.
Yeah.
You know, he's an entertainer for me. Like, I'm still subscribed to his channel because I enjoy hearing random people call in from around the world and then talk about the problems that they have in their lives with relationships and how that relates to their upbringing. I find that sort of thing valuable because I can reflect on my own life and glean a little bit from it. You know, I can't say specifically what philosophical enlightening things, you know, he's changed in my world forever. Not at the drop of the hat, but I think it's the exercise in thinking critically, in analyzing a situation and starting from first principles. You know, just getting exercise in that, just hearing those conversations is beneficial to me.
Okay, so I'm confused about something. Is he trying to be a philosopher or a therapist?
Well, it's interesting. He sort of blends the two.
Yeah, he said that his big influence is he'll name off philosophers, but he also names off Dr. Phil. And he says he's a huge fan of Dr. Phil.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm just like, oh, man, really? And but there would be people who will call into a show and say, like, oh, I want to talk about free market algorithm. And then it just goes straight into, oh, did your parents abuse you? Did they spank you? How many times did they spank you? How often did they spank you? Did they spank you regularly? How old until you? And it just keeps going droning on and on and on and on. It's like, what does this have to do with algorithm?
Well, not everyone's trying to, you know, just reach a stateless society. Some people just want to work out the problems in their lives, and it's beneficial to look to their history
I've heard him. I mean, I've heard him debate Zeitgeisters, and the Zeitgeist stuff is so easily, you know, refuted. And he understands the economics behind it, and it's just really low hanging fruit to, you know, like go, oh, we're not going to talk about the economic calculation problem and show why Zeitgeist is wrong. You know, like, tell me about your parents. You know, like, did they take you to daycare? Did they abandon you there? And, you know, this is, you know, did they go to work? Is that why you want this, you know, socialist utopia to take care of you like a parent? And it's like, really, that's what we're going with? That's how we're going to refute these ideas?
So for people that aren't familiar with what the Zeitgeist thing is, it's sort of this idea of what I called communism with a computer. They call it the Venus Project, the resource-based economy, to where at some point we'll wind up to where computers can take care of all of our needs and nobody will have to work. And things just magically wind up getting done, and, you know, you get whatever you need from a computer, but somehow there's not going to be rationing of supplies and food. It really doesn't make a lot of logical sense. It sounds good as a fairy tale. Jim, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Might be time for you and your thoughts in the final segment coming up.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. There might be time for your call in this last segment. Rose will get to you in just a second. But first, at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee, BuzzBox. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop. This makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They have worked with us to set up a program to turn coffee profits into microloans through Kiva.org. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay the shipping, but once you get set up with coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can cancel that subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Rose is calling in from Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WVFT, and you want to talk about hoodies. What's on your mind,
Rose? Yes, sir. Okay, first of all, why would you walk into a store wearing a hoodie and sunglasses? First of all, that makes it look like you coming to rob somebody. You see what I'm saying? And why do you have on the hoodie in the store? It's not raining in the store. It's not snowing. The sun's not shining in the store. So why?
What if you're cold?
Then when something happens, you want to pull the race card. I say stop the madness.
Hold on, Rose. back up just a little bit, because it seems as though we're missing some context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So, are you mad about someone coming into a store?
Is there something that happened recently about somebody wearing a hoodie in a store?
It is hoodie weather. It's cold out in a lot of places.
Well, a lot of people wear hoodies down here. They have on hoodies. They have on sunglasses. They come into the store. And the person behind the counter is looking at them in fear. Mm-hmm. Like, am I going to be robbed?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why would they come in here wearing hoodies and the glasses, and the store owner is in fear for their life, thinking they're going to be robbed?
Are you a store owner, Rose?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever walked into a store and seen a sign posted at the beginning saying, like, no guns or no shirt, no shoes, no service?
I've seen signs that says, no shirt, no shoes, no service. I've seen those signs plenty of times, yes.
Would you like to go into a business that says no service for people wearing hoodies?
But I guess for me, I guess I just wouldn't wear a hoodie in the store.
Yeah, but it sounds like as a customer, you feel afraid about your fellow customers who are wearing hoodies. Like, aren't you afraid?
Perhaps so. Perhaps so, but you don't know if you're going to be robbed or whatever.
Do you carry protection?
No. Sometimes I want to.
Yeah, I wonder if that would make you feel a little safer. Because it seems like it would be well within the store owner's rights to say, hey, sir, madam, you mind taking that hood off? Am I taking your glasses off for me?
I've gone into stores before that have had signs that said, no hoods over your head, no sunglasses.
Yeah, it's the same with banks, too. Like, remove all hats, remove all eyewear. I mean, for pretty much the same reasons.
Well, I've been asked.
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I get so offended because I wear a hat and sunglasses a lot of places where I go, and I've been asked in the bank to take them off. And I'm like, what? I'm wearing a fedora and some, please. What are you afraid of? But it's a policy, and they're well within their right to ask me to take my hat off. So, what do you think about that?
They do have that right. Yes, they do.
So then it's not an issue, because if the store owner's afraid, then they can ask you to take it off, and if they're not afraid, they won't say anything. So it's a non-issue.
Well, like I said, I've been in the store, and I've just kind of been afraid for myself to see somebody walking there. They've got those hula hoops. They've got these big glasses, and you can't see them. Then they've got their hands in their pocket, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I wonder if something's going to happen here. I better get out of here. And I'm out of the store, and I didn't buy anything. I'm gone.
Well, that's sad. I'm sorry you feel that way.
That's fear.
Yeah, I wonder what you can do to turn that around. I think maybe learning some martial arts so that you feel confident that you could protect yourself if you ever came into harm's way, carrying some sort of protection might, and then training with that protection so that you're confident you can use it successfully.
I would love to get some protection. You know that? I would love to. I've never had anything like that. Maybe I should.
Empower yourself.
I'm a 62-year-old black woman. Perhaps I should, for my safety.
Excellent.
Is there a community college somewhere near you, Rose?
Yes, there is.
You might want to check with the community college to see if they have some sort of self-defense class.
Yeah, they usually do.
Even if it's not the community college, there might be a church or some other organization that offers self-defense. And hopefully, Rose, I do hope that you do wind up getting some sort of self-defense training. So that you don't walk around being afraid.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was some, when I was religious, there was some expression like, don't ask God to make the world a safer place. Like, ask for the courage to handle it. So I hope that you can have more courage.
Me too.
All right. Rock on.
Bye-bye.
Rose, thanks for the call. So, Derek, you've got a story real quick about a man that was killed for not showing identification.
Sure. I'll make it a quick one. Man turning in stray cat to animal shelter killed by police after refusing to show ID. It really is that crazy. Happened in Dothan, Alabama. 30-year-old Robert Earl Lawrence was shot and killed by police on Tuesday night this week after he attempted to do a good deed by turning a stray cat in at a local animal shelter.
What?
Instead of accepting his good deed and taking the animal in without question, the workers at the shelter demanded that Lawrence show them his government-issued ID. Well, instead of giving him his ID, Dothan showed them the identification that he did have with him. Or excuse me, it looks like his name is Robert Earl Lawrence. I think the
city
of the article,
Dothan, Alabama.
I think the author made a mistake. The man showed him the identification he did have with him, legal paperwork that identified him as a sovereign citizen, or in other words, a person who has claimed emancipation from the government. Well, the employees of the shelter made a careless decision that would end the man's life. For some reason, they decided to call the cops. It was not reported that he was belligerent or violent with the employees at the shelter. The police were called because he would not show ID.
For dropping off a cat.
That he probably didn't have because he was carrying around this paper that says, I'm sovereign.
Yep, and the people at the shelter were somehow afraid that this man was an animal lover and a sovereign citizen. So when police arrived on the scene, Lawrence was hassled by them for several minutes about showing his ID and his status as a sovereign citizen. Police then informed him that he was being placed under arrest, but when Lawrence attempted to resist, he was shot by an unidentified police officer.
Unidentified. Oh, so they're not releasing the name. It's not saying that he was a plainclothed officer.
They're just not releasing the name.
Okay.
He was taken to a local hospital and died there. Now, the author of this article, John Vibes of the FreeThoughtProject.com, notes that as with most police shootings, the media has been quick to drag the victim's name through the mud.
Of course.
And up his past issues with law enforcement and even custody battles to justify the actions of the officer. But it's important to point out that sovereign citizens are frequently targeted by courts and police, which could turn any simple court case or police encounter into potential disaster. Even more so than for your average citizen. And in conclusion, the political beliefs that Lawrence held or his past encounters with law enforcement are totally irrelevant to the circumstances surrounding his murder.
Right. He went to the animal shelter to turn in a stray cat.
Which is a good deed.
Clearly an angry, violent man that wants to, you know, like, nuke the world.
But we need your ID just to make sure that you're a real human dropping off the cat.
Instead of being able to drop off a cat and save someone's life, he was killed for not showing government identification and for having unpopular political beliefs.
Wow.
That is a shame that that happened. And it's even more a shame that people that want to be free are drugged through the mud. It was barely a year ago when the Concord PD cited sovereign citizens as a reason for needing a tank. Online, in the meantime, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that
that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.